Joining us now, one of the newest members of the Basketball Hall of Fame, now the Indiana Fever VP of Basketball Operations and GM, and someone who used to routinely whoop my butt in high school basketball, Tamika Catchings. Congratulations, Tamika. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be a part of y'all's show.
So let's talk about getting the call. I mean, you were the very first time that you could have made it. There was no doubt, but I'm sure there's still some excitement and some nerves when you get the call. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, definitely nerves and just anxiety. But you know, early on the week, they told us they were going to call between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. And, you know, we know how it is when you're waiting for something to happen. It never happened in that first hour. It's always the latter end of the second hour. So literally I was like, we're going to call at like 4:45, 4:50, and I'm going to be like stressing out for all these times. But he didn't. He called at 3:15, and I was driving around. I had to get out of the house and get in the car and just ride. And so I got the call about 3:15, and he said, hey, this is, you know, so-and-so from the Naismith Hall of Fame, and I just wanted to congratulate you on being inducted in the 2020 class. And I literally just started screaming. My hands went up for a second, but then I realized I was driving, so only a split second. But yeah, definitely just, I mean, I'm excited, of course, but really just, you know, I'm so blessed.
Sarah, maybe that's how we felt when we joined into our high school Hall of Fames, which
right.
pales very clearly in comparison
yeah, that's
to
all
this
we
one.
Got.
So, Tamika, we're living vicariously through you in the next few minutes here.
Come on, let's go.
So I do want to ask you, it's going to be obviously a great joy, but also probably highly emotional for you, joining in with Kobe Bryant, but more directly connected to the legend, Pat Summitt, who is already in that Hall of Fame. You are the second Lady Vol, the first player to make it into this elite class. What is that going to be like joining a coach that you admired so much?
Well, I mean, I think it's definitely a blessing, first and foremost. And, you know, Pat, I mean, for everything that she's meant, not just for me personally and for the University of Tennessee, but I think of just her impact for women's basketball and basketball in general, and to be able to follow in her footsteps and, you know, to kind of carry the torch on for us Lady Volunteers. I mean, it is, I can't even say it's a dream come true. And, you know, I've talked about this over the last couple of days, but, you know, being in the Hall of Fame wasn't necessarily a dream because, you know, obviously for me, my first dream was to be in the NBA and, you know, follow my father's footsteps. And then the WNBA got started. And right before that, I remember watching the 96 Olympic team and just, you know, saying like, man, one day I'm going to be one of those. I want to be an Olympian and I want to represent my country. And, you know, so you see yourself setting these goals and these things kind of, you know, getting achieved. But amongst that was the opportunity to go to University of Tennessee and, you know, play for a legend in every sense and Pat Summitt. But, you know, when I look at the journey and I just look at everything that transpired from when I was, you know, young to where I am today, like, it's just an honor to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Naismith Hall of Fame, and then all the great players, all the great coaches that have come before me. But yes, of course, Pat Summitt, of course, Kobe Bryant, you know, going in this class, and Kevin Garnett and I, this is funny. We actually were Chicago Player of the Year, High School
yep.
Player of the Year
oh, wow.
in 1995, which is
yep.
insane. But, you know, so now it's like, look at all the touch points for what we've been able to accomplish.
We're talking to Tamika Catchings, member of the Basketball Hall of Fame Class of 2020 here on Spain & Company on ESPN Radio. It would take me too long to list off all of your accomplishments, but just a few. You got a WNBA championship, a Most Valuable Player Award in the WNBA, Finals MVP, 5 Defensive Player of the Year awards, 4 Olympic gold medals, and WNBA Rookie of the Year. You're, you know, all defensive, all-star, like everything. In fact, our Kevin Pelton on ESPNW wrote a story about why he believes you are the all-time GOAT in the WNBA, surpassing the woman that many give that honor to, Diana Taurasi. Of all the things you accomplished, what would you be most proud of at the WNBA level?
Ooh, that's a hard question. I would have to say, you know, obviously from the WNBA standpoint, like, I would say winning a championship in 2012, hands down. You know, like, going back to that season, we started off highs and lows, of course, like any other player in whatever sport you're in. You know, we had the games we won, we had the games we lost, but when we got to the playoffs, it really was. Nobody thought in the first round, like, oh, there's no way Indiana gets past this round. And then, you know, we get to the second round, and then we're going and playing Connecticut Sun, and people are like, oh, there's no way Indiana wins. And we win, but not only do we win, we lose our best shooter on our team, Katie Douglas. And so then we have to go and play Minnesota in Minneapolis. That's first two games in Minne. And I literally remember reading newspapers and just saying, okay, like, people tuned out. People were just like, yeah, there's no way Indiana wins a game. Like, they're going to get swept by the Lynx. They got all these stars. They got so much firepower, and Indiana's without their best shooter. But we win game one, we lose game two, and in the mix of that, we lose our second best shooter on the team. Yeah. So now it's really like, okay, they're going back home. It's tied. The series is tied 1-1, best of five, and, you know, we won the last two games in Indy. But I just remember the emotion that came out of that. And, you know, even looking back, like, my faith is a huge part of who I am. But the David and Goliath, like, that's kind of what we were. We're a little David. We come in and we're just so excited to, you know, make it to the playoffs. But I remember the one thing telling our team is, you know what? We'll go out there. We'll put everything that we have. Like, you can't have an ounce of energy left after every game, and we'll rejuvenate in between. But if we just go out there, nobody expects us to win anyway. So if we win, like, this is the greatest thing ever. If we lose, like, nobody expected us to win anyway. But we won. So I would have to say 2012 was amazing.
Tamika, I got to ask you this one, because I was so excited for multiple reasons to talk to you today. But when I saw this disrespect on social media yesterday, I was even more juiced. So SEC Network, look, it's crazy times, SEC Network. I get it. But the social media staff there, I think, was drinking on the job yesterday when they posed this question. They took five of the all-time, not even best Vols, but best college basketball players, you being one of them on that Vols list. You got Candace Parker, you got Kara Lawson, Shamika Holdsclaw. You got a solid group of five. And they paired that five versus the best five in Dawn Staley's time at South Carolina. Now, look, I love me some Asia Wilson, but that is very lopsided. So much so, LeBron James even weighed in and said, man, what? No disrespect, Lady Vols all day, which we all agree with, Tamika, but he posed an even more interesting question. So I want to hear about what you think about the disrespect, but also he said a better question would have been the Lady Huskies matching up versus you.
Yep.
Maybe Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi, Maya Moore, Breonna Stewart, and Rebecca Lobo. Now that would be a more interesting matchup.
Now that would be definitely a more interesting matchup, but, you know, people are like, oh, you know, I don't want to be biased. Well, I'm not even going to say I don't want to be biased. I bleed orange, so I am going to say bring it. We can play right now. Bring it. Give us a couple of weeks. I'm sure some people need to get back in shape, but I'm ready. Let's go.
So LeBron's asking a bad question. LeBron's tripping by even posing a question.
Tripping? No way. You know what? I mean, think about this. People would love to see that matchup. They're not even mad that we're all older. People would love to see that.
I would love to see it. The only thing is, you would have to have Pat Summitt back to coach versus Geno. You know, in an ideal world, you take those best lineups at their peak with the coaches. We'd love to see it. Tamika Catchings with us now, Basketball Hall of Fame, Class of 2020. Also the VP of Basketball Ops and General Manager for the Indiana Fever. Let's quickly talk about that. You know, the WNBA postponed along with so many other sports. What does that mean for your gig, and how has it been around the league after that news came out?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing that we're all prepping for, we're still going to have the draft on April 17th, so that'll be on ESPN at 7 o'clock p.m. So for me and for our coaching staff and just organizationally, we are working and preparing for the draft. And so I think when you look at it like that, that's the immediate plan. So I know we're going to postpone the season for now. And, you know, obviously there's a whole bunch of scenarios that are being played out there for the NBA and for most of the professional leagues. But I think for us, we're focusing, you know, locking in right now. One thing that I talked about last year at the end of our season is really getting back to building a championship caliber team and getting our team back to that level. And so my mindset really has been every single person looking at every single player. We brought in a new coaching staff. Coach Marianne Stanley came to us from, you know, the champions last year, the Washington Mystics. She's one of their assistant coaches, but now is our head coach, and we got a couple more great assistant coaches that are underneath her. And, you know, now we're really just prepping for the draft, and we will be ready when it is time.
Oh, I have no doubt. I mean, you sound ready right now, and we've probably got a couple months to go, but you're ready for the draft for sure and for that season. Congratulations. I urge people, if you want to give yourself several hours of great reading, just go to Tamika's Wikipedia page. It'll take you hours to get through all of those accomplishments on and off the court, including charity, including, you know, sportsmanship awards. So just always been so great for the sport. Thanks so much for giving us some time.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Jordan.